ABC News.
We're joined by Network 10's political editor Peter Van Onseland, who is very familiar with political tensions within the coalition. Peter, thanks for being with us.
Good to be with you.
Now, this is almost a textbook case of something that goes terribly wrong within political parties.
It is. I mean, it's not just the actual incident itself and now the loss of an MP and the embarrassment, as well as the ongoing controversy surrounding the Deputy Prime Minister and the timing of what he knew and what he didn't pass on to the Prime Minister over a six-week period. It's also the timing of the release of it yesterday, on the same day that MyEFO actually contained some good news for the government. So having sat on it for 6 weeks, the Prime Minister unaware of it until yesterday, it suddenly gets dropped on the worst possible day for them, where they're trying to build momentum on a completely different subject, obviously the economy, and then use that through the summer months before Parliament returns. Instead now, they've lost another minister, and when Parliament does resume, presumably he'll still be sitting there on the backbench to help them with their numbers, but that controversy lingers, even though he won't be recontesting the next election.
Yeah, this is an odd one, isn't it? You're very familiar with the inner workings of the Liberal Party, not so much the National Party, but with Scott Morrison, a former director of the Liberal Party of New South Wales, he would be livid that somebody like Michael McCormack didn't think to inform him earlier than he did.
He would have to be aghast, you know, because that also contributes to the timing of it coming out yesterday. But the embarrassment now that continues to linger on about a Deputy Prime Minister and National Party leader not telling a Liberal leader and Prime Minister who he's supposed to work closely with about something that was going on. And I do understand, in fairness to Michael McCormack, that he might initially have taken the view that this was a private matter and he wanted to give his close colleague, because don't forget, Andrew Broad was actually his numbers man when he came into the leadership, that he'd want to give him some time with his family and under the personal circumstances to work out what he was going to do. But that might constitute a week or two. That doesn't constitute 6 weeks for it to then get broken by New Idea magazine. So this is highly embarrassing. And there are still questions that have to be answered, I think, in relation to Michael McCormack and why exactly he chose not to pass it on over that sustained period of time.
Yeah, historically, when governments of either complexion, Labor or Liberal, disintegrate, it's almost an inevitability about these things that happen on a regular basis, seemingly out of the control of the Prime Minister of the day.
That's right. There seems to be, it's almost coincidental, isn't it, that there seems to be more scandals when there's already a problem or a decline that has set in and they can't seem to catch a break. You know, I mean, just as a slight segue on this, today is a day that you've got an incredibly awkward set of optics at the Labor conference with Kevin Rudd speaking and barely getting applause half the time in the context of all the shenanigans that have gone on in the leadership context there with three former Prime Ministers all getting honoured through life membership when all three actually took out an elected Labor Prime Minister as one of their ways of getting into power or back into power. But who cares? You know, the focus is obviously on what's going on in the National Party, and there isn't even a positive focus, as I mentioned before, on MyEFO. So there's a lot to happen on the National side with this, and McCormack is not out of the woods yet.
Okay, before I let you go, you may have heard or may not have heard the comments of Josh Frydenberg, the senior Liberal in Victoria today, about this won't affect the coalition vote. What do you make of that?
I'm not sure about that. If it doesn't affect the coalition vote, it's only because it's already so suppressed that it doesn't have anywhere else to go but up. I suspect, however, that it will affect it. And maybe this is the better way to put it. If it doesn't affect the coalition vote per se, what it does is it affects their ability to lift the coalition vote, because they need to lift it to win the election. They're so far behind in all the opinion polls. This takes away any shot of momentum, and it just, if you like, ingrains in voters' mind the dysfunction that's going on.
All right, we'll leave it there. Peter Van Onselen, thanks for your time.
Good to chat.
That's Peter Van Onselen, who's the Network 10 political editor, but he also is very familiar in an academic sense with the politics within not only the Liberal Party, but the coalition more broadly.
ABC News.